Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. There was no sun to rule the day, no moon to roam the night, until our God flung forth the nebulae, the planets, suns, and stars at will. With these God made the greater light to dawn and blaze upon our day, a lesser lamp illumined night, and marked each month along its way. Thus time, the seasons, and the years began their endless ordered round. The moon called forth the festivals on which God's praises would resound. And so it was, and it was good. Companions, friends, the stars would be bright beacons in the cosmic night, sure bearings both on land and sea. Thus evening came and morning came, the fourth day saw our day star sun, bright symbol of undying light, undimmed when day and night are done. Amen. The Sun of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Most High Almighty God, good and holy One, all praise, glory, and honor, and exaltation are yours. To you alone do they belong, and no mere mortal dares pronounce your name. We praise you, O loving God. Praise to you, O Adonai, our God, for all your creatures. First, for our dear brother Sun, who gives us the day and illumines us with his light. Fair is he, in splendor radiant, bearing your very likeness, O Holy One. We praise you, O loving God. For our sister moon and for bright shining stars, we praise you, O loving God. For our brother wind, for fair and stormy seasons, and all of heaven's varied moods, by which you nourish all that you have made, we praise you, O loving God. For our sister water, so useful and lowly, so precious and pure, we praise you, O loving God. For our brother fire, who brightens up our darkest nights, beautiful is he and eager, invincible and keen, we praise you, O loving God. The Sun of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. A reading from the first letter of John. The way we may be sure that we know Christ is to keep his commandments. Those who say, "I know him," but do not keep his commandments, are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keep the word of Jesus, the love of God is truly perfected in them. This is the way we may know that we are in union with Christ. Those who claim to abide in him ought to live just as he lived. Thanks be to God. I will give you glory, O God, my God. I will give you glory, O God, my God. I will bless your name forever, O God, my God. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of Life. I will give you glory, O God, my God. The human one did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The human one did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. For astronomers, cosmologists, and all who explore the depths of space and the mysteries and wonder of the universe. For all whose lives and work are intimately connected to the time of day and the seasons of the years, especially those affected most by global warming and climate change. For all who are forced by poverty or war to live under the open sky, burned by the sun during the day, or freezing under the stars each night. For all who are deprived by modern lifestyles and preferences from experiencing the natural beauty and rhythms of day and night, seasons and celebrations that acknowledge our home and role in the universe. Every atom in our bodies was forged in the fiery belly of a star who lived, died, and gave itself back to the universe. May we learn this wisdom of God, manifest in the stars and in Jesus of Nazareth, and live and die in harmony with everything else going on in the universe.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of the starry universe, as we celebrate the fourth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wisdom and splendor of each shimmering star, the heat and life-giving energy of our sun, the serene beauty and mystery of our moon, and the reliable rhythms of days, weeks, months, seasons, and years. May every person on earth be entranced by each sunset, amazed by each constellation, astonished by each season, and filled with gratitude that your universe in its infinite variety has invited each of us to be an integral part of such splendor. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and frees all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us, and after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O virgin benign, our Mother Mary.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.